The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have one guest in the studio today, and we have another that is on the phone. We're going to be talking about a program coming up tomorrow evening, Friends of the Port Hope Depot. And I do want you to know that our guest in the studio is Cliff Stumer from the Friends of Port Hope Depot. And we also have Jimmy DeHano. He is with the, he's going to be actually performing at the event tomorrow. So thanks for being with us, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I guess first thing we'd ask you, Jimmy, is you have a commitment, so we want to do your part first. You're going to be performing tomorrow night. What basically are you going to be performing?
Well, I have a variety of songs that I write myself, and I arrange a lot of familiar material, so it's not all unfamiliar songs, and I just like classic songs and performing my own stuff, some instrumentals.
Okay. And basically, are you going to be doing anything special for the event? Do you have more railroad songs coming up?
I can't say that I do. Just kind of my music that's kind of important to me, and I play in some contests. I play fingerstyle guitar in the highest level contests on the planet, and I really focus a lot on that, so I have some of that material to do. Chet Atkins kind of material. But now that you mention it, maybe I'll try to find some railroad material in my repertoire.
Well, yeah, you get them going anyway. It's I understand you're having a return engagement. You've done this before for the Port Hope Depot.
We did this last year. Yep, and I had a great time. I mean, I think people enjoyed themselves, and I sure did. I'm really glad. I'm really looking forward to do it again.
Okay, and I understand you've been doing this for a long time, and you're from the local area here.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Marine City, but Port Huron is my musical center because I got a scholarship to study classical guitar at St. Clair County Community College. But that was back in the 70s, so I've been doing it since then full-time with a few brief departures for a real job raising my kids, but this is what I do.
Keep coming back to what you love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like guys like B.B. King, you know, some of these folks that just play their entire lives. I mean, I like to think that's kind of, I'm one of those guys. I sure don't put myself at the plateau that those guys are, but I feel like I'm one of those guys that just makes a life out of playing music and never deviates or as little as possible to other things.
Do you have a particular style you like? I mean, there's different ways of playing guitar. You use the one finger method, or how do you do this?
Well, I use, if you've ever seen guys like Chet Atkins or Merle Travis on TV, on the old country videos, you know, TV shows that used to be on, they would pick with their thumb. Merle Travis used to just pick with his thumb and one finger, but guys like Chet Atkins would pick with their thumb and three fingers. A little bit classical guitar style, but very kind of more pop songs in a classical technique. But, you know, I use acrylic nail tips. That seems a little strange. If you run into a guy with fingernail tips on his hand, you might wonder what he's got in there for. But that's how I pick, with my thumb and my fingers.
Well, as long as they're not as long as Freddy Krueger's, I think you're okay.
No, it's hard to tell. They look pretty natural, but they're a little bit longer than normal, so it is kind of noticeable.
But that way you aren't basically just strumming, you're actually picking a melody out of this.
Picking melody lines and bass lines and getting chord parts of the chord that really enhance the bass and the melody. Put some other chord parts in there, passing tones, bass lines, much like a piano player would play.
Okay. And you are going to be there starting at 7 o'clock, I understand it?
Yep, whatever, you know, I'll be there earlier in the day, so whenever they tell me to go play, I'll be ready.
Is that how it works? They just tell you, go play?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to be ready. I like to be there in time to kind of get my ducks in a row, and it's a little unnerving to just to get there late or just in the nick of time. You don't have time to relax and have a bite to eat. I mean, I'm much more comfortable playing once I've got to, you know, chat with a few people and kind of get my sound check. It's more fun to be relaxed. So I feel like I play better when I can relax a little bit.
So you pick their brains before you pick your guitar?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Is it basically just you? There's no backup drummer or anything? It's just you?
It's just me. The only thing I do a little bit is I use a loop station once in a while where it's basically a real-time recorder that you can just step on and it records what you do on your instrument. Then you can step on it again and it will play back what you recorded. So I do that, but just sparingly, because it's kind of nice to have a rhythm when you're playing a solo. But so I do that a little bit, but it's mostly just me.
So it could be like the equivalent of singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. You could step the thing off midway and sort of accompany yourself.
That's exactly right. That's a good example.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you talking with us today, and I hope you get a good turnout tomorrow, and safe drive coming here.
Absolutely. The pleasure's all mine, and I look forward to tomorrow night. So I hope a lot of people can come.
I hope a lot of people show up and have a great time. Thanks for
all
talking
right.
to us, Jimmy.
You bet. All see
right.
you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So we are going now to talk basically about the Port Hope Depot.
Yes.
The
yes.
depot is in Port Hope.
It's in Port Hope. It's
located where? Cause,
it's located across the street from Stafford Park.
So it's a little off the main drag.
It's a little off the main drag, one block down Portland Avenue from the center of town. And if I could give a little history, Craig, the Port Hope Depot was built in 1904. And it was used for freight and passengers until the 30s when it was no longer needed. And then
that was the lifeline for the town.
It was a lifeline for the town. It was a big deal to have the railroad extended up into Port Hope.
Wasn't the John Wayne Westerns out west when the trains coming through? It meant a lot to the Upper Thumb when the
development.
Railroad got here.
Absolutely. And then once it went into non-use, it languished until around the 70s when it was bought by a private owner who hoped to use it and restore it for community use. And the group of people, the Friends of the Port Hope Depot, which I'm here representing today, decided it was time to go ahead and work on the depot. It was in very decrepit state of repair, and we moved it, I think a couple hundred yards to the county property at Stafford Park there. And we've been working for 36 months on this baby.
Well, a good restoration takes time. You don't want to slop it together. You want it to be accurate, and you want it to last once you do it.
We have a local historian that helped us with the colors and made sure what we were doing was all proper.
Because sometimes it wasn't the classic colors. You know, every town had its whatever they probably had available is for painting it. But I mean, there wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, you know, Ma Bell where everything was painted blue and white.
No. This was researched, and we think we're pretty close to the original colors, interior and exterior. The exterior is all original. A lot of the interior is still original. We're very, very proud of the fact that the depot is built to code, including ADA compliant, LED lighting, and spray foam insulation in the walls. It's a nice little building now, and we're hoping to go on in the future here and do some other little projects to completely enhance that and make it a going concern and, you know, self-supporting.
Now, you did have to make a few concessions because it was a 1904 building. There was no electricity.
We have electricity now. and central heating.
You didn't want to go back to lanterns and stuff.
No, and not the pot-belly stove. It would be too hard to keep that baby warm. We're all completely to code and ADA compliant. We have a handicap ramp, bathroom. Everything's up to snuff there for Port Hope. And we're hoping that our storm windows are going to go in here in the next couple weeks.
Did you take it back to 1904, or was there a different era you were going for? I mean, there's the original, and I'm sure in between the time it was built and the time it was no longer used, it went through a few changes.
It went through a number of coats of paint.
You probably peeled them all off.
But that was in the process. When we pulled the interior out, for instance, in the interior paneling, we pulled every piece of paneling out, worked on it, sanded it, repainted to what we thought were some of the original colors, and put all that stuff back in there.
And I'm sure it was all lead-free.
No. We had everybody was wearing face masks, doing that standing and stuff like that. You don't want to be breathing that lead.
You don't know what's in there. You'd have to have it fully tested, and it's just easier to take all the precautions, really.
Yes, absolutely. And there's no lead paint in there now, of course.
No. Yeah. You wouldn't make your standards for today if you had it in there.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, is it difficult? Did you have pictures to work with? Did you have a lot of information that could show you what it was like outside and inside? Because without that, you're basically going on memories that may be a generation or so old.
We have many, many pictures of what the depot looked like in Port Hope and of the old town. We have Jim Hunter is our term Jim Hunter, our local historian, and he and Dean Smith, who's the head of the depot, or friends of the depot, are very much into the history of Port Hope and the depot, and they have thousands of photographs of what Port Hope looked like at the time. So that's what we've been working with.
They're probably all black and white and didn't help you with the colors.
Well, they are black and white, but we have also written accounts and stuff like that. And there are other websites you can research for determining what those colors and things are that need to be back in there.
Are there things you're still looking for? You told me you found the sign for Port Hope from one gentleman who was nowhere near Huron County.
Right.
But are there things you're looking for? Are there, like, the master clock or something out there that you would just love to get a hold of?
I would ask that the local community, if anybody goes through Grandpa's barn or the attic and you find stuff that's railroad-related, get in touch with us. We'd be happy to take it as a donation. And display it. Eventually we're going to have a little display of railroad related implements, tools, things like that. Just one little cute story. While we were restoring the Ticketmaster's office, there was a framework up on top, and the framework was separated from the wall a little bit, and one of the guys who was cleaning that out found the station master's glasses, the little tiny round wire rim glasses. That poor guy must have looked for those glasses for years, but they had fallen underneath the framework and he wasn't able to find them. But we have them now. So.
Either that or he was too afraid to take the place apart to get his glasses.
Yeah. So we've been working there for 36 months. On September 10th of this year, we had a dedication ceremony. It was supported by the Port Hope AMVETS. We had the color guard and the gun salute, and we raised the flag. So we think we're in business. We're developing a business plan starting for next spring, where we're going to be able to do, we think, concerts. We can do parties, birthday parties. We could do weddings there, perhaps.
With a nice draw having the park right
there. With a nice draw having the park right there. You can see the water right from the deck of the depot. And the next phase of the project is we're going to be working on the freight room. The freight room is where we've been storing everything, so we're going to try and organize the freight room and do a little restoration on that.
Are you looking for old containers or boxes from that era that might be considered freight? Have in their barns, an old apple crate or something, that might have been a shipping kind of crate. Are these the types of things that could go in there that you might be looking for?
We'd be happy to look it over and make a determination on that. That'd be great.
A lot of the classic old artwork on these things really set the tone for the era.
Sure. Yep. We'd be happy to do that. And rumor has it that one of our members has some actual track available. And I would guess, I think our long-term project may be to, long-term goal would be to have some track laid there alongside the depot and find a caboose or a Pullman or maybe even
just enough to put it on, not to drive it around.
Oh yeah, no, no more freight shipping out of there. But
maybe you'd take them right downtown or something
for display. And there's a surprising amount of cars and cabooses and stuff available if you go and start looking. It's amazing.
But you would be looking for something that might have been of the vintage and of that would have come to Port Hope, because some of the fancy rail cars for passengers, we probably didn't have the fanciest. We had utilitarian ones.
Yeah.
Brought people up from Detroit and brought them back down to the cities.
Yeah. We'd consider everything. We would try and winnow that down to what we really need or what's really from the term. I also like to mention, Craig, that if people like to go to our website, www.porthopedepot.org,
Or Google Port Hope
or
Depot.
Or Google Port Hope Depot. There's
probably get you right there.
Yeah. We have a website with the whole history of how we've been working on this. There's a place for donations. There's a page for donations there. And a little bit of history of the depot and where we've been and where we're going.
And the idea of having, you know, concerts, having maybe weddings and other types of things there is to hopefully raise enough funds as you do this to maintain the depot after you get it restored and when you're looking for new pieces to add, because all of that takes money and time, and it's, you know, it don't grow on trees.
That's correct, Craig. And we have ongoing fundraisers there. And again, we'd like to use this as a community-focused project where people come in. And I have people coming in this weekend. We're going to have a party. If the weather's going to be nice, why not do it at the depot?
And you told me as we're going to start the program, it is the actual Port Hope Depot.
Yes, it is.
A lot of times they get moved, you know, there's a depot in a little community that doesn't even exist anymore, and they get moved for a purpose.
Yeah.
But this is the actual one that was there from 1904.
That's correct.
And with the way the economy has been, there isn't much out there for grants and stuff to help restore things. I mean, it gets a bit slim in these regards when times get tough.
We have had amazing community and local support for this project. It's the contractors and for instance, electricians, plumbers, people with the backhoes, and just amazing support, mostly given their time and their equipment, and many times after hours, after working all day, they come out to, okay, let's get this truck, this baby out there and dig that trench, or put the fountain, or way back when, putting the foundation in, moving dirt around. Just an unbelievable amount of support from the local people and contractors and things like that. We were very, very, very happy. Couldn't be happier with that.
Oh, well, I'm sure you could be happier. But well, are you looking for people who might have photos of the depot? You said you have a lot of them, but, you know, I would imagine you're always looking for more of the history.
Absolutely. I would start at our website, and there's phone numbers and email addresses listed there at the website. If you have something you think might be depot or train-related, Port Hope-related.
You can just snap a picture and email it to you and give you an idea of what's
absolutely
going on.
Absolutely. That would be great. It was worth a trip, though. I have to say it's worth a trip to come down and look at the depot. It's very impressive now, as opposed to what it was, of course.
And again, it is off 25, so you do have to go down to where it says go to Stafford Park in order to get to it.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you mentioned the possibility of a caboose or something on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you constantly see as going to be growing and adaptive? Most historical museums and that, they're always looking to freshen it up so people can come back, see a little different thing maybe in 2 years or whatever. Are these the types of things you're going to start thinking about?
Yes. Yeah, we would be start thinking about is the key word, because those in any kind of decent shape, any kind of rail cars or whatever tend to be very expensive. And so we'd have to latch on to one somehow and say, okay, how are we going to raise the money for this? You know.
And it's not just raising the money for it, it's transporting it. It has to get here in a usable condition that doesn't rock it all over the place on our potholed roads.
That would be another thing that we have had absolutely outstanding support from local contractors, people with the huge trucks and jacking up and moving buildings and things like that. Been there, done that. They've already done that for us.
Well, terrific. Again, your concert is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Port Hope and Vets Hall at Rubicon Road, right at M25.
So you can drive down, see the thing before you head out to the Amvets Hall, because you need enough room to accommodate the people and refreshments and everything else you're going to have.
Yeah, well, the Amvets Hall is a little bit away from the depot, so you can cruise by the depot.
You cruise by, and then you go to the depot, and then you can see what you're supporting.
Right, and go over the Amvets Hall, and we'll be... it's a free concert. At the top, it's a free concert, free will donation. If you like the more you like the music, the more money you should give us.
Well, and it goes to help the depot's restoration.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Acquiring the additional pieces you'd love to have there.
Yep, and we'll have light snacks and refreshments available too.
And I do understand you got the original Port Hope sign back.
Yes, that's kind of a funny story. We just came by that recently. One of our members got an email from somebody in the northern lower peninsula and said, I think I have the original Port Hope sign, and I don't know what to do with it. So they donated it to us, and it's hanging at the depot right now. Now, it looks like it's been there since 1904. That sign is, we struggle with, well, should we repaint that or not?
No. That's the worst thing to do with an antique is freshen it up too much.
It looks like it's from 1904, but it is very, very, it's hanging there. You say, yeah, man, that's from 1904. Cool.
Is it the one that was hanging at the building, or is it the one that the train saw coming into the depot? I mean, there were all kinds of signs, I would assume, at the time.
It's a metal, flat metal sign. It was hanging at the depot. It was hanging off the eaves of the depot, and that's what the people saw when they came into the station.
You probably have pictures of it.
Yes, there is.
Where it should have gone and nowhere to put it back.
Yep.
Well, terrific. I hope you get a good turnout. I hope you get some fundraising for your continued efforts.
Thank you.
It's always nice to see a bit of our history preserved. A lot of these got lost. They either went in such disrepair that they couldn't be fixed, or there wasn't a group that was stepping up to restore them and bring them back.
It is an amazing amount of work involved, especially when you're working with restoring the building. It's got to be to code. You have to do all the site planning, the coding, the inspections, all that stuff. It's very, very, very involved. But we're hoping that the depot will become one of our centerpieces for Port Hope to draw more people in. We would like Port Hope to be a growing area, and this will be one extra thing involved that we can have increased traffic from and during the tourist season to have people stop by, people interested in the history. We hope that increases everything good for Port Hope.
Well, we hope you get that. It's Friends of the Port Hope Depot. You can Google that, and it'll take you there. You can see images of the place. You can see how you've worked to restore it.
Yep.
And also, we have the concert tomorrow night, Jimmy DeHano. He is going to be performing at the Amvets Hall at 7 o'clock. It's free, but a goodwill offering taken to help you in your continued efforts.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Our guest today on the program, first of all, we had Jimmy DeHano. He was on the phone a little bit at the beginning there. He's the one who is going to be performing on the guitar and banjo. And we have Cliff Stumer. He is from the Friends of Port Hope Depot. And he has been one of the core members that has helped to move this thing along. I want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have all the latest in the news.